This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Rupert Murdoch's newspapers usually ask the questions. Now, Murdoch himself will provide answers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. News Corporation CEO Rupert Murdoch's car was mobbed by photographers as it arrived just moments ago at the British Parliament, where he and his son James faced some tough questions today, ranging from who knew about phone hacking at their newspaper News of the World, to whether settlements to victims were part of some cover-up. The elder Murdoch, who is Australian, built News Corp into the media empire it is today, spanning numerous continents and TV networks and newspapers. Reporter Stuart Cohen is with us now from Sydney, Australia, with a profile of the man behind that media empire. Hi, Stu.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
So how important is today's parliamentary testimony to the future of News Corporation?
It could be a key day for the CEO, Rupert Murdoch himself. There are reports that depending on the testimony, Murdoch may be replaced as CEO of the company that he built from scratch from his home in Australia.
How did Murdoch get to where he is now, Stu?
Well, he inherited a small newspaper from his father in 1953, which also gave him control of News Limited, a publishing company which had been around since before the Great Depression, but now News Limited has become virtually synonymous with Murdoch himself. He spent the next few years acquiring smaller newspapers around Australia, mostly tabloids, and even founded the country's first national newspaper, The Australian. From Australia, he expanded into the UK when he bought the tabloid we've all learned so much about the past couple weeks, the News of the World, in 1968. And then in the 70s, he expanded to the U.S.
And of course, his empire now is quite vast, right?
Yeah, well, while his newspaper operations have been catching a lot of headlines the past couple weeks, Murdoch's company is truly a multimedia company. In fact, they're the third largest media conglomerate after Time Warner and Disney. News Corporation in the U.S. obviously owns the Wall Street Journal and Fox News. The company also owns a satellite TV company based in Hong Kong. And then back here in Australia, the original News Limited now owns a whopping 70% of Australia's newspapers, and they even have a few subsidiaries operating throughout the Caribbean.
Quite a media empire. Stuart Cohen reporting from Sydney, Australia. Stuart, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
And let's do the numbers. World shares are mostly higher at the moment. Europe's up about 0.5% or more. Book chain Borders is expected to start liquidating today. The company was supposed to be auctioned off today, but no buyers stepped forward, so Borders could be in the history section by the end of September. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 94 points to close at 12,385.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
We're going to get a slew of earnings reports today. Bank of America, Johnson & Johnson, and Coca-Cola. Apple will also tell us how it did in the last quarter, including how well iPads and iPhones have been selling here in the U.S. But Apple's real long-term strength may come from China, where it's close to sealing a deal with China Mobile, the world's largest mobile carrier. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
China didn't always seem like a slam dunk for Apple.
They had no stores. Their technology and their products were considered too expensive.
That was just a few years ago, says Michael Clendenin, an analyst with RedTech Advisors.
They had very little hope of competing in a China that, you know, was perceived as being full of penny-pinching consumers.
But there are millions of consumers in China who don't fit that stereotype. A typical Apple store in China has four times the number of people walking through its doors than a U.S. Apple store. A country that used to be an afterthought for Apple is now seen for what it is, a land of more than a billion consumers. Apple has plans to build 25 more stores in China by the end of next year. And then there's that China Mobile deal. It would suddenly make the iPhone available to half a billion more consumers. That's got some analysts predicting Apple will soon make more money in China than it makes at home. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Well, as far as earnings reports go today, we're also going to hear from investor darling Chipotle Grill. Now, Chipotle is expected to wow the market with another strong quarter as Americans continue their lunch affair with a bulky burrito. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich went looking for Chipotle's secret salsa.
Wrap your hands around this. If you had bought $100 of stock in Chipotle a year ago, today you'd have $250. That's like enough for 7 3 burrito challenges on YouTube.
Uno, dos, tres.
Chipotle has made me an awful lot of money.
Seth Jason writes for The Motley Fool, where they're free to eat the rewards of the stocks they research. Chipotle's adding 140 stores this year and packing more people into the ones it's got. Jason credits an unchanging menu that actually changes more than we know.
Just putting a different type of corn into one of the salsas or treating chili peppers a slightly different way to get more essential oil out. There are very few restaurant companies, I think, out there that would bother to do that.
Jason says Chipotle's had the stomach to do one simple thing well.
Well, I think that's part of the charm of Chipotle. You don't have to say to yourself, geez, do I really need to try the McGriddle? Is there going to be syrup in the bread of my sandwich?
Things did get a little sticky last year when Chipotle fired hundreds of workers in Minnesota and D.C. after a federal immigration audit. Morningstar analyst R.J. Hottovy says the fallout hasn't hit the bottom line. A bigger challenge, food prices.
Beef and pork, avocados are a multi-year high as well. Basically, every commodity that they pay for stands above historical averages with the exception of chicken.
The company's about to test whether the Chipotle magic works beyond the burrito. Its new Asian chain, called ShopHouse, rolls out this summer. I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
And finally, for dessert, there's a contentious lawsuit over cupcakes, specifically the sweet bits on top of them. Candace Nelson, who owns a chain of cupcake shops called Sprinkles, is suing a Connecticut store called Pink Sprinkles. The suit demands Pink Sprinkles stop using Sprinkles in its name, saying, quote, the resulting confusion will damage Sprinkles and injure its reputation. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
More than 70 television shows are going to screen their stuff at Comic-Con in San Diego this coming weekend, the big comic convention. And it's not just sci-fi programs fighting for a piece of the pie.
There's something about the nerd fan that you don't get with other fans.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Trekkies and Gleeks unite next time on Marketplace. We'll have the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.